Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, Congressman Eric Swalwell is now calling it the Epstein shutdown. You know when you've got that scandal that just won't get off the headlines, that your cabinet secretaries keep talking to random podcasters about and foaming at the mouth and speculating that there's CompRobot about the nation's most important and powerful people somewhere? Yeah, you know, maybe a government shutdown and blame the other guys. We'll get to all of that and so much more. Has anybody else noticed that it seems that the American press corps is getting, I don't know, a little bit more direct, a little bit more prickly in their questioning of the president and especially Caroline Leavitt? Well, it happened yesterday, and I wanted to give this reporter a hug for asking the question that I think should be on every single American's mind. If you're worried about Hunter Biden trading on Joe Biden's name, if you're worried about him getting, I don't know, like a $20,000 truck or some nonsense, or even a few hundred thousand dollars in consulting money for, trading on his dad's name, then wouldn't you be concerned about the president's son-in-law managing over $2.5 billion for the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund, as well as getting embroiled in all sorts of other financial entanglements, including Don Jr. and the other son that nobody, Eric, that one. Especially if Kushner or Don Jr. or Eric are now being put in charge of anything having to do with the federal government's dealings with these foreign powers. I don't know. That would seem to be problematic as well. So a reporter asked Caroline Leavitt about it, and her answer is revealing. Take a listen.
How did the White House decide that it is appropriate for Jared Kushner to be working on matters that involve Qatar, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, three countries that combined have given him more than $2.5 billion for his investment firm?
I think it's, frankly, despicable that you're trying to suggest that it's inappropriate for Jared Kushner, who is widely respected around the world and has great trust in relationships with these critical partners in these countries, to strike a 20-point comprehensive detailed peace plan that no other administration would ever be able to achieve. And so Jared is donating his energy and his time to our government, to the President of the United States, to secure world peace. And that is a very noble thing. And this is a peace plan that has not just been accepted by Israel, but it has been applauded by Muslim and Arab countries around the world, and has been applauded by European leaders around the world. Virtually everyone in the world is supportive of this plan that Jared Kushner offered his time to help put together alongside our special envoy Witkoff, the vice president, the president of the United States, Secretary Rubio, and the president's
entire national team. Caroline, let me get this straight. It's perfectly, totally fine if he's, you know, making tens of millions of dollars because these foreign governments give him money to manage. By the way, Jared Kushner never had any experience running a private equity or hedge fund. He was a real estate guy. But, you know, they gave him $2.5 billion. He's making tens of millions off of that. How dare you ask if there might be a conceivably, like a teeny weeny conflict of interest, because Jared is bringing us nothing less than world peace. So that's gross that you would even ask the question, because everyone loves Jared and world peace. What? Do these people really think the American people are this stupid? You can't even ask. It's disgusting. I mean, the idea that you would say he's donating his time, does this not sound a little bit like the Bagman Homan? You know, has never denied the underlying facts that he took a bag filled with $50,000 from an FBI agent in apparent exchange for promising to direct, you know, contracts to these fictitious companies. And when asked about it on news program after news program, Homan, apparently like Kushner here, is saying, you know, I've sacrificed so much, so it's totally fine if I'm just skimming a little off the top. Homan's, my family sacrificed, we're securing the border. So, you know, pay-to-play bribery, that's all fine. Kushner, it's fine if I have these massive billion-dollar level conflicts of interest because, you know, world peace. Last I checked, I don't know, checks notes. Yeah, we don't have world peace. And frankly, I don't trust a guy who's lining his pockets with the assets from these countries to be objective in dealing with them in trying to bring about peace. That's the point. And if all of this is completely troubling to you, along with the utter lawlessness of the Trump administration, the double standards, the hypocrisy, the rhetoric, the racism, all those things, well, you're going to have a chance to make your voice heard, both on this station and on October 18th. The No Kings Rally of Rallies is going to be on October 18th. Everybody needs to be marking their calendars. And folks, if you thought the No Kings March back in June was a big deal, the number of registered protests and likely participants has now blown way past what they had back in June, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be a mass mobilization of Americans from every political persuasion, every background, every race, every religious persuasion, showing up to say we do not have kings in this country, and if conflicts of interest are unacceptable, if trading on names is unacceptable for one party, it's also unacceptable for the other party. A president running one of the biggest grifts ever seen in this country out of the Oval Office should not be permitted because we don't have kings. We have presidents that should be accountable to the law. Go to nokings.org. Find out where a protest is going to be in your neck of the woods and make your voice heard. We do still have a First Amendment, folks. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Robert Benson of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to talk about Trump's debacle at the UN and what it means for the ongoing conflict, you know, no world peace yet, between Russia and Ukraine. So stay tuned. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.